Good day, all. Today we're going to be talking about the 21st Century Nature Labs Summer 2020 session, which is titled Nearby Nature Explorers, Urban Ecology with All Your Senses. And my guests today are two of the educators, Ellie Irons, welcome.
Hi.
And Erin Blanding, welcome.
Thank you.
Ellie, you want to give us tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, yeah. I'm an interdisciplinary artist and I combine art and science in my practice. I'm also a PhD student at RPI where I'm working on the intersection of socially engaged art and urban ecology as a research practice.
And Erin, why don't you give us a little something about you?
Cool. I'm a sophomore at Duke University. I'm planning on majoring in biology and I like, you know, communications and that sort of thing too.
How did you get involved with the sanctuary?
Yeah, so this summer, you know, Duke kind of sent out a list of cool internships that people could like apply for. And so I had a phone call with Branda and then I started making podcasts. So
what is the Nearby Nature Explorers Urban Ecology with All Your Senses program that's going to happen this summer? Ellie, can you kind of talk about this project?
Sure, definitely. So I am an artist and an educator, and I kind of try to combine those things together often. And in my personal art practice, I do a lot of tours and workshops for adults that translate well to teaching over the internet. So when this whole pandemic took place and forced us online, Branda thought of me for this summer program because the 21st Century program is having to go remote. So what we're doing is trying to find ways to get these youth out from behind their computer screens. So it's a combination of giving them tasks to do over the computer that then send them out their front door and into what we're calling nearby nature. You know, so things like a street tree growing 5 steps from your door. What can you learn about urban ecosystems through engaging with that? So it'll be a series of prompts and tasks that help them become experts on the nature on their own block.
So they'll be walking around their neighborhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Using these guides that were, Erin's helping me put together.
How do the students find out about the program?
Well, as far as I know, they're all already enrolled in a summer program through the Troy School District. And the program that we're offering is just one of like a menu that they can choose from to do in the afternoon. So they have these morning academic sessions and then they have lunch. And then the afternoon is more extracurriculars. And so we're really hoping that we can provide some extracurriculars that will allow them to get out from behind their screens and connect with the landscape a little bit.
That's a nice partnership. So we should give a shout out to the Troy School District. That's great.
Yeah. And also the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall is partnering with us. So they're actually the ones who brought us in and connected us also with the school district. So it's a cool partnership, definitely.
It says here that the program is going to look at rewilding experiments to reveal how human and more than human lives intertwine. What does that mean?
I think that's actually a line that comes from my personal project that I'm doing with the sanctuary. So I don't know that we'll get right to that with the students, but I can tell you a little bit about it. It has to do with taking patches of lawn and unearthing them in order to let wild plants grow there. And so if I was doing this in person with the students, I would most definitely be taking them to these rewilding plots to spend time getting to know the plants that come up in these patches of lawn. And that's something I've done with 21st century students back in the fall and spring when we ran this program in person. And if that was the case, Erin would probably be here with us in person too, when we would all be hanging out around these patches, interacting with them together. So we're trying to find ways to bring the students closer to a wild ecosystem or understanding a wild ecosystem right on their block.
This program is an after-school program with the students from Doyle Middle School. Are these students that normally do nature-type programs? You think this is going to be something new for them?
You know, the students that came in the fall and spring, it seemed like they'd had definitely exposure to science and the ideas around the scientific method and that kind of thing, but that it was really new for them to just, you know, walk out the door of the sanctuary and start looking for urban nature, which is kind of what I was doing with them. So I think that was a little different, and they were able to apply some of the things that they maybe learned in the classroom to that.
And Aaron, what is your role going to be during this as a part of the educator team?
Yeah, so I'm basically just helping out with planning, you know, trying to do some of these activities before the kids do them, just to work out any kinks, I guess. And I'm helping make worksheets just to keep them following along so you don't get kind of lost in the process, which I get lost a lot. So worksheets help me. You know, once the program starts, I'll just be helping facilitate the conversation, which is really exciting because, you know, in-person interaction can't happen. So the next best thing is Zoom calls.
So this is going to be using Zoom, or are you going to actually physically be outside with the students?
We won't ever be in contact with the students other than over Zoom. So it's a big experiment. And that's part of why it's so great that Aaron and I are able to work together, because Aaron actually is in a different state, right? So I can send my instructions, which are just these little experiments, and Aaron can walk out her door and give them a try. And then she already turned around and made this beautiful worksheet that allowed me to kind of rethink my process. So I think it will be really great for the students to see Aaron can do this stuff in her habitat. I can do it in my habitat, and we'll be able to provide two examples. So they'll see a video of me walking outside. And like, one thing is we walk out our door and count the number of steps it takes you to get to a tree. And once you get to that tree, you have an interaction with it. It's like a series of six steps to get to know the tree. And Erin was already able to do that where she lives.
Besides interacting with trees, what are some of the other experiments or activities that you're thinking about?
Sure. And one of the next things that we're really excited about that we're going to work on the worksheet for next is an experiment around sound. So we're both interested in the kinds of sounds that make up an ecosystem or make it individual or unique. So it'll be a really simple assignment where students just do a stoop sit or a porch sit or a sidewalk sit and listen for 5 minutes. And they're supposed to be really careful to kind of attune themselves to, are these sounds I'm hearing made by so-called nature, or are they made by humans? What's the ratio of sounds? Which ones are louder? Which ones are softer? And it's a kind of introduction to acoustic ecology and noise pollution. We'll ask them to think about smell too. So what kinds of smells are on your block? Can you find something that smells like, is there a flower blooming that you can smell? Do you smell garbage? Is garbage part of the ecosystem? Well, yeah, it is. It's decay. We need decay. There's things that feed on that. So kind of looking for a bunch of cycles happening locally.
So when does the program start?
Next Friday the 7th will be our first in-person meeting. So we'll have a little 30-minute introduction to meet the students, and I'll take them outside and show them my block on Zoom. Not Zoom, we'll use a different tool that the school district uses. And then over the next week and a half, we'll meet two more times, and they'll have a series of assignments along the way, culminating in making an urban nature guide or map to their street.
And Aaron, what did you find was most challenging when you're trying to put these workshops together in practice?
I feel like it's a pretty simple process. I feel like the most challenging part is just to look at something you've looked at for so long and trying to examine it for details, because, like, you know, you walk out your door all the time and you just become accustomed to the nature around you. So just kind of tuning in to, like, what's really going on with the ecosystem around you would be the hardest part, just kind of like slowing down to do that. But it's fun. So
we're going to have to wrap up here. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners about this upcoming Nature Lab program?
I don't think so. Just wish us luck in getting those kids engaged over the internet and sending them outside. Like Aaron says, that's the challenge, is can they slow down and tune in? We hope so.
Is there going to be any way for people to kind of see what the young folks ended up doing?
We haven't explored that yet, but I think it would be really nice if we could, if maybe at the end some of the students who want to can volunteer their work to be featured on the Nature Lab website. I think that'd be great.
Okay, well, I thank you, Ellie and Aaron, for spending time with us today, and good luck with your Nature Lab program. It sounds fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And this is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.